everyone. We're back here on our podcast / YouTube Bikini in the Wellness Zone. I am Brianna, and I'm here with Coach Ryan.
Boom. We're back, everybody. Today, we got a pretty good, you know, last week, what did? We did improvement season successes. Mm-hmm. And this one is similar in a way. What are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the importance of taking breaks.
Yep.
I think it's an area that it's kind of crazy, but I think a lot of us actually struggle with taking breaks. So I think talking about the benefits of taking breaks will motivate all of you guys who want to take a break.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of really good points on here. Mm-hmm. Got a nice full list Brianna has got for us to hit again to kind of give you all the insights and the tools and the tips. Make sure you're staying around till the very end of the episode, though, because we have kind of save the best things for last. And don't try to skip because there's a lot of good things along the way, too. And if you're not following us yet or subscribe, make sure you're doing that because we're doing this every single week now. We just updated our schedule for potting. We were like, whatever, let's just go every week. So we're on every week, people. Let us know what you want to hear. Comment it. Make sure you're tuned in. We appreciate you listening.
Yeah.
So let's just dive right in then, Brianna. No reason to play around. What is the importance of taking a break to start off?
Yeah, so I think the first thing we need to talk about is when do you know if you need to take a break? Who needs to take a break? I think as athletes, we want to keep going all year round, and we never realize we need a break. So I think some of the things to know of, like, when is a good time to take a break, I think for competitors, after, if you've been prepping for a long time, I think it's a good idea to take a break after a long prep. And when I'm talking about breaks, I'm talking about taking a training break and a dieting break.
Yeah. So when you say a break now, what does that mean? Is that like are we talking about a day, 2 days? Because, you know, there's a lot of competitors, and I see this all the time when we get trials or people coming in on new client forms or whatever, that are like, I want to train. I think you said this even when I started training you. I want to train 7 days a week. Please make me a plan for 7 days. So, like, I know a lot of people are training literally, some people out there, 6-7 days a week, all the time. Like, literally, you know, every month of every year doing that. And, you know, it gets a little, it's a little like, so what's the definition of a break? Is it 1 day? Is it a weekend? Is it half a week? Is it what? Let's start with that. What's the definition in your mind, right?
You brought up a really good point right away. I was that person. I would train 7 days a week. I would take a day off here and there every couple of weeks. And I didn't realize how I wasn't recovering enough. So, you know, I think most people should, no one should be training 7 days a week. What I'm referring to right now is taking a real break, like anywhere from like a week, maybe even up to like a little over a week of break from training. I think especially right after prep, we don't really realize how taxed the body is. So taking a full week off from training and just letting the body recover. Sometimes I think it's not only maybe after a prep, but if you plan your season right, you can take a break from training for like a vacation or something like that. And I think that backing off training really allows the body to recover better, right? Like you build your strength, but you come back feeling a little bit stronger because you don't have all those aches and pains from training. Your body's just better recovered. So I'm thinking about a week is usually what I'd like to give people a break from my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. At least a week. Yeah. And the thing is, too, it's crazy. It's not, you know, you're speaking after like prep specifically, but it's like, honestly, the science really supports this. Anybody listening, that you should be taking a break like at the end of every training cycle. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that could be a mesocycle of training. That could be anywhere like every 16 weeks or something like that. 12 weeks, even, you're taking a rest period to let your body adapt and recover. And, you know, I know everybody listening is like, whoa, that's crazy, Coach, right? And I'll tell you straight up, I can't convince people to do this. Brianna does not do this. If Brianna takes a break, you know, it's, we have taken 3-4 months of preparations, you know, to get you like, okay, I'm going to go like, you know, you like to go, on some vacations a few times a year. That's usually your break. But, you know, it's definitely not every 16 weeks we're taking a week off. So not everybody's going to do that. But you do really need to make sure you look at the signs and the markers for when you might need a break. And there's a lot of them that go far beyond. And, you know, I hear all the time competitors get off stage And I think I said this on one of our other episodes, but I'm going to say it again because it's really valid. A lot of people get off stage and they're like, hey, you know what? I just want to go right to the next thing tomorrow. I don't want to take any time off and feel motivated. I'm excited. La, la, la. And I always hear this. And I'm like, whatever then. You did it. You chose it despite everything that I will do. And then, you know, 2-3 weeks go by or maybe a month goes by after that. And all of a sudden they hit that burnout, like mentally, physically. Maybe they even get some type of an injury or strain. The truth is the body and the mind will defeat you and what you want to do all of the time if you're burning it. And I mean, prep is burning it. You're training hard all the time. Your calories, have been low. You're doing all these things that are causing you to maybe even under recover for a large majority of that time. Not to mention the stress of prep and everything else that comes into it. And, you know, everybody worrying about if they're going to be lean enough or if they're going to win or all these things. And then, boom, you go, and if you try to continue doing that for a long period of time, the body eventually will say, hey, you know what? You don't want to stop? Well, here's an injury for you. Yeah, here's some back pain for you. Here's some total mental burnout now. You know, you're having like, you feel so exhausted you can't even lift the cup of coffee in the morning, right? So yeah, I think that breaks, you know, it's important not only for prep, but it's also important all the time because, you know, it refreshes your perspective of what's the goal, what's important. And also, let me tell you this, you'll get way better results. So let's just use you as an example real quick, Brianna, because I love to do that on this show all the time. You were training 7 days a week. I literally, if I could pull your contact, your consult form up right now, you'd probably say 7 days is what I want to train. And then obviously, you know, through the years, I've made you, for one, start taking rest days every week, and then also putting you into the zone where you take these longer breaks. Like, you took a break recently that was how long?
A little over a week, almost like 10 days, I think.
Almost like 10 days, right?
Yeah, I think I did maybe a couple of workouts, but they weren't full intensity. And just to touch really quick on what you said, it's like a really good point to know that if you don't take a break, your body's going to make you. And that is a really big sign. When my clients start to complain about like aches and pains constantly or more frequently, like random little things like my elbow hurts or I kind of sprained my ankle or my back is hurting, and you start to hear more and more of these things, that's a pretty big sign that your body needs a little bit of a recovery phase. You know what? Like recently when I just took this last break in November, I took a little over a week off. I didn't even realize certain things were aching until I took the break. I realized like, oh shoot, like maybe I didn't feel as good as I thought. So sometimes you don't even realize it until you start to feel better after that break. And it is just really hard to take these breaks, but the more I take them, the more I realize how beneficial they are. I mean, I went from training 7 days a week, and then you backed me, you really talked me into doing 6 days, and then now I do 5 days, and that's optimal. Like if you're really training at full intensity, you want those rest days. Like if you're not feeling like you need those rest days, then you're probably not training hard enough. Honestly, I realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a great point because that's what happens, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people get in the, especially competitors, like, you know, bikini wellness, but all competitors, they get in the more is better zone. And so they think more days in the gym means more results, faster results, better results, pro cards and beyond. But the truth is, what I would say is you're building any muscle in the gym, period. You're not. Mm-hmm. Like literally you're tearing it down. And it has to recover. That's when it grows. So, you know, the definition of all sports and bodybuilding have some level of muscularity that we have to have. Bikini and wellness, we know, you know, bikini is the hourglass shape. Mm-hmm. Wellness is going to be that similar type shape with more lower body dominance. But the point is, those are still muscles that you have to have. And those are still shapes you have to have and create. And, you know, a lot of times you're training, you're trying to train more and more, do the same muscle groups, hit everything. You're under recovering so bad that not only are you not making any muscle progress, like you can actually atrophy muscles and start going the other way, burning off muscle. You're also starting to, you know, get in the zone where you're so mentally and physically, see, mentally, that's the word right there. You're so, you know, drained that, yeah, you're showing up every day and you're training. And even if you do the reps and the sets and all that, it does not work the same as if you're fully recovered. You go in the gym and you can push that intensity. And, you know, what ends up happening is, yeah, you're going to the gym more and you might think you're doing more, but you're doing significantly less because your output and the quality quality of your work is diminished. And so at the end of the day, that leads to a lot of competitors, you know, getting to the point where it's not only the mental burnout that they have where they're like, you know, we see this all the time when we bring new people onto Team Flex because, you know, we coach very sustainably. We coach a lot different than many other coaches that push a lot of cardio and low calories and things like that. I see this all the time where people come in and they're like so burnt out on the sport. Even if they really love it and they want to be competing, they're like, oh, oh no, like what's next? I'm so tired. I'm so, you know, they're just beat down to the point where some people do a single prep and they never compete again because it was, you know, so much on them and it took away from so many things. And what happens if you train like that and you continue down that path for too long, you do get into a spot where even if you have like the most strong mindset in the world and you love everything and you want to get on stage so bad, you literally won't be able to. You will literally have to take a significant amount of time to actually, you know, kind of go into this break mentality to recover yourself. So the weeks off that we're talking about, they can really be super beneficial to prevent that from ever happening. And, you know, I've noticed with the athletes that listen best, like, you know, when I tell you, hey, Brianna, we're going to take a, you know, it's time for you to go on vacation, don't train. And you always ask me, what about Mac? What about this? I'm like, hey, just take it off. You know, what did you say when you came back? Because I remember, and everybody says this, but we could just use you since obviously we're talking live to you. You said when you got back, what did you tell me about like how you felt mentally, physically, everything?
It's like a huge refresher. I just felt so much better. I'm not going to lie. Even now I get a little anxiety when I, or I don't know if anxiety is the right word. I just get a little like hesitant, anxious. Yeah. Yeah, to take the break. But every single time I come back, I just feel refreshed. Like mentally, it gives me that time to miss the gym. Like I miss my training sessions. I start to want to be back in there versus maybe before taking the break, I was starting to dread my workouts a little bit or not feel as excited for training. I come back and taking that break just really resets me mentally where I'm like excited, missing the gym again. And physically, I feel recovered. Like I feel stronger even. I actually think I came back hitting PRs even though I took time off. And I really do believe, and I know it's because I rested my body. And something else that I know I used to do and I see some of my clients try to do is I'll tell them to take a rest day or rest week or whatever. And they bring up the concept of like active rest day. And I feel like that's such a broad term that I've been hearing around thrown around lately. Like there's different definitions of active rest. And I think some clients will, even myself before active rest meant I'm not going to lift, but I'm still going to go on a like 14 mile hike and like run all the errands 2 days. So like, is that really recovering? Is that like what, like really focus on what you're trying to do. You're trying to let your body rest. So if your coach is telling you to take the rest, don't go try to do active recovery. If it genuinely feels good for you for other reasons, like digestion or whatever else, cool, go on your walk, but rest, like sit down, like chill, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that, you know, it's funny. I mean, obviously I'm not a bikini competitor or wellness competitor, but I could give even my own perspective on this that like, I had like a super debilitating back injury for many years that was caused by doing all the same shit that we're talking competitors do all the time. Like, you know, I got really into the whole bodybuilding, lifting thing with coaching. And I was like, this is my career. This is so fucking sick. I was like, I'm going to go to the gym twice a day. You know, I'm going to go every day. And, you know, I really want to push every lift to the max. You know, I want to get freakishly strong. I mean, a lot of bikini and wellness competitors, you know, can relate in some way to that because a lot of them do really like to push weights and have PR goals and things like that. But I pushed it way too far and way too hard for too long to the point where I, you know, injured multiple discs in my back to the point where one of my legs was numb for 3 years. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that can happen to people. And yeah, okay. I mean, I'm sure you're not over there stacking like 650 on a deadlift, Brianna, but the point is, you can do the same type of injuries just from doing overuse injuries, right? Like things we see in bikini and wellness a lot, injuries. And I don't even know if this is on our list to talk about, but I'm off the form. I don't care. Reel me back after. But, you know, like injuries, bikini and wellness, you see all the time, right? Wellness athletes especially, it's a lot of lower body work. So you know what? Your knees, every time you do a squat, every time you do a leg press, every time you do an extension, that's a joint action that, you know, is going to be getting hit with some type of stress no matter what. Doesn't matter how much your muscle is, people, like you got to remember joints, your skeleton, cartilage, all this is working at the same time you're in the gym. Same for bikini competitors, right? One of the things bikini that I would see, right, is bikini's like this shape where you have to be shapely and, you know, symmetrical and also kind of like smaller development wise, but you got to have these pretty capped and developed shoulders, right? Like, that's a big thing. Fully rounded delts. So a lot of bikini competitors always in the gym, chasing shoulders, hitting shoulders, trying to do it every day. Well, next thing you know, you get a shoulder injury or something like that. You get this pain going. Now you can't even train shoulders, you know? And like, it can get to the point where if you don't take the breaks that your body needs to recover, you are literally doing damage that you may not be able to recover from. Luckily, like with my back injury and stuff like that, I was able to change the way I trained and do all that. But guess what I did? I quit going to the gym twice a day. I quit trying to do max deadlifts every freaking day of my life. I quit trying to push everything too far and realized, okay, if I want to actually live the rest of my life, you know, I should probably stop doing that kind of stuff. And I mean, you're a nurse, you know this kind of thing. You probably see people all the time, you know, in your career, your profession, that have all these injuries that they did things, you know, that they probably could have avoided if they had just had been more conscious about it. So these kind of break weeks are, and things like that are so important physically, also mentally, but also for progress. I mean, it really does help your progress all around.
Yeah. And you know what, as you say that, I think that something, an approach that I take with some of my clients when they are hesitant to take these breaks and they start talking about active recovery, how about your active recovery be something like a massage, maybe go see a chiropractor, maybe go do acupuncture, even like yoga, just for like the stretching part of it. If they feel like they need to do something because they're not used to just like resting, I start to encourage some of those things as their tasks for the day. Like, no gym today, go get a massage. Like, it goes a long way to recover your body. You're going to be able to keep doing this for longer and keep getting better while you're at it. So I think we touched really well on taking breaks from training. Now let's talk about taking breaks from dieting and some of the benefits there, because I think this one is easier for some of my clients to want to take a break from, but it can also be hard, but it can also be like a moment where a phase where like they go all in into this break and kind of overdo it too. So I don't know. Yes. What are your thoughts on taking diet breaks?
Diet breaks, so important. I would say it's more important than a training break, honestly. And it's easier, like you said, to convince people because, you know, a lot of times people want to think that that means they get to eat whatever the hell they want. They can go, you know, hit every buffet in town or eat whatever, cookie, ice cream, cake, all this stuff, and just have as much as they want, and it's all cool because it's a break. That's really the wrong idea about it. Really, like, what a diet break more so is going to be, you know, having some variety in your food, not necessarily tracking, being more intuitive, you know, and obviously getting your calories up at some point, right? You're like, your calories are going to be usually much higher in a diet break than not. There's a bunch of ways to do it, but really the main benefit comes from the fact of having the ability to kind of unplug the mindset from it, unplug everything. Because, I mean, competitors doing multiple shows, you're going to be dieting for a long time, right? Like, you can, in a season, if you're doing, like, let's say somebody wants to do 2, 3, 4 shows, which does happen a lot, especially NPC, right? IFBB, maybe not as much, but NPC for sure, and that's a lot of times for new competitors, like, you've probably done a lot of work through the improvement season and into a prep to the point where maybe that was already 6 months or longer that now you don't want to just do one show. I mean, because we're talking about the stage in the NPC being like 10 seconds where you're doing your routines, you're up there maybe a few minutes, you know, it's a lot of work and a lot of effort to go up for such a short time. So a lot of people will want to do multiple shows, get more, you know, time in front of the judges, get more feedback, but also just have fun with it and experience it more, right? Like, kind of achieve that goal. So if you want to do that, though, you know, a lot of times you're going to have feedback between shows and you will probably not want to go straight back to another stage without applying some of that. So that means extending your prep a little bit longer, trying to find a show that's going to fit that timeline, make a little bit of tweaks. I mean, it's not uncommon, especially if I have somebody that's doing like a crazy transformation, Bikini Wellness or something like that, and they got like 40, 50 pounds to lose, which we do all the time on this team, people. So if that's you out there, don't be discouraged. You can do this. It could take a year before you're on stage. You could be literally dieting for a year. So, you know, if you're in some type of a diet for a year and you're doing that straight, you're going to get a lot of issues that come from that. You know, not only with how slow your metabolism will get, but your hormones will get all jacked up and all that. And I mean, obviously, we don't coach in the way that many do, where it's like 500 calories a day and stuff like that. But the point is still, the body, again, will win. It will know you're trying to diet. So a diet break is a really good way to kind of keep everything moving along, you know, keep all the hormones in a good spot, keep the metabolism in a good spot, and it's super beneficial. And I mean, obviously mentally. So maybe you could shed more light on, you know, what do your clients benefit from when you tell them to do the diet break, and, you know, even yourself?
Honestly, I have like a huge list of things because I agree with you right away. I think taking diet breaks is probably more important than taking training breaks. I think something our team does really well is that we are good about incorporating like either small diet breaks throughout prep or like refeed meals or untracked meals. So I think when we do ask someone to take a diet break for like a week or a longer period of time, they're not having the all or nothing mentality where they go and binge on everything. So I think really that's something we do really well as a team. But benefits of taking a diet break, oh my gosh, they're huge. And like, I've lived them. I can attest to all of these. I think that most of our preps are longer, especially with our team, because I think we take, not a slower approach, but a healthier approach sometimes. So we tend to have a little bit of longer preps. So, I think that very often, even though we are, but we're dieting down, right? And anytime we're dieting down, we're going to slow down metabolism, whether we like it or not. So taking a diet break, first thing, first benefit is you're going to help give your metabolism a little bit of a boost. More food, your metabolism is going to start saying like, okay, we have more food, we can keep burning. There, one right away. Something else that tends to happen a lot, regardless of how healthy your prep is, I think a lot of people that diet down, whether you're in prep or just a lifestyle client, you can have a little bit of digestion issues. I think this happens from maybe being in a calorie deficit for too long, but also we tend to stick to a lot of the same foods. And I think that we can easily start developing or could possibly develop some like intolerances to certain foods. You know, you stick to the same foods for so long, whether you're doing macros or meal plan or whatever you want to do, you still tend to do the same foods, right? Because when calories get low, there's only so many things you can really fit in there. So then I think taking diet breaks allows you to like reintroduce some of these foods, which then helps with your digestion and feeling better and not having all these intolerances to foods. That was another one. I have a huge list because there's so many. I didn't want to forget some of these big ones.
Keep hitting the list. Hey, if you're still listening, everybody, if you're still listening, make sure you're subscribed. We appreciate you being here. Keep going. Let's keep rolling with this list. Brianna. Everybody loves it.
So we have digestion, right? Which is, and you think about digestion, even if you take a diet break while in prep, digestion is going to benefit you because you want things moving. So you take a diet break, you start eating a little bit more food, you're going to have better digestion. I think taking a break from dieting reduces the body's stress overall, which then also gives you better digestion, right? And by digestion, I mean, like some people have like bloating issues, constipation issues, diarrhea issues, whatever the case is, take a diet break. It's most likely going to help you. Let's see what else I have here. Something else with digestion that's important. I think that when you tend to stick to the same foods a lot without giving your body different food choices, you can also start having a little bit of like absorption issues. So start incorporating different foods. Use your week off from dieting to add in like dairy or other things you weren't normally eating. Let's see what else we have here. And hormones overall, you touched on this in a little bit. I think that taking diet breaks will is going to overall help your hormones, whether it's metabolism, like thyroid type of things, or for girls, making sure they can have healthy periods too.
Yeah, 100%. And if your body's not running optimally, nothing is, everybody. That's the thing. These breaks are so important. So
I think just overall taking a diet break is going to help you feel less stress and your body's going to respond better overall. And mentally, it feels so good to take a diet break and have a little bit more flexibility. maybe this is a good time to take a vacation, maybe have some family events, go eat with your boyfriend or whatever, like do those things during this break, like give yourself the mental break from like tracking everything or following a meal plan. Your mind needs it too.
Yeah, totally. It's huge and it's so beneficial for so many things. This is why I always tell competitors. I feel like I repeat myself all the time, but it's literally just because I have these conversations so many times, like, you know, with how many times I've done training of wellness and bikini competitors at this point, I have all the same conversations. So I'm saying it here and I'm like, did I already say this? But no, I probably didn't. I probably just said it this morning at 8 when I checked my messages. But like literally it is so, if you want to compete in a sport, you want to be your best, right? And you want to go for a long time doing it, which most people do. It's very few competitors that are like, yeah, I just want to do one show. It's a bucket list thing and I'm done. Most competitors want to do it for a length of time. That could be a couple months, could be a year, could be two, could be 10. I'm literally training IFBB bikini pros that are like 55 plus, okay? So if you want to go that far, that's possible too. You can go further than that. I saw some dude at some show recently that was competing in like his late, he's like mid-80s or something, bodybuilding. Like, okay? So if you want to do this stuff for a long time, you can't be doing so much damage to your body, right? Mm-hmm. Like so young. I mean, because the truth is, there's a certain amount of tolerance your body will take for damage, no matter what it is, whether it's training damage, you know, nutritional damage, all these different things. Cause that's what we're talking about. Like literally you have to think about it in the way where it is damage to your body at some point, if you overdo these types of things. And if you do that so many times over, you know, you get to the point where you can't decide anymore. You literally can't decide. Like we're saying, the body will outsmart you occasionally and be like, oh, you're burnt out. Now you got an injury, whatever. Deal with this. Lay in bed. I mean, the same thing happens to people when they get sick, right? Mm-hmm. You hear all the people, so many people getting sick right now. It's crazy. I mean, you know better than anybody, but like so many people getting sick right now. And I'm like, damn, that's just a sign of the state of the world. Mm-hmm. Like to the point where so many people are probably physically and mentally burnt out. But I'm ranting, so I'll pull it back. But I'm just saying, you know, like it's the same things. We see people's bodies be like, okay, well, our immune system's weak. Now you're sick. You got to recover. Try to go to the gym. You're going to be sick longer. You know, it's the same thing with all this. So if you want to do this stuff a long time, it comes down to the benefit of knowing that the best approach is actually not the most hardcore one. It's not the 7 days a week in the gym, two times a day. It's not, I'm going to diet until, you know, I reach whatever weight, even if it takes me 4 years. I'm going to, you know, take these moments to know that the most well-rounded approach, the sustainable approach, the one that's going to allow me to all the time operate my best in outside of the gym. That's the game changer. That's the one that lets you do this for a long time and, you know, really enjoy it and also enjoy the benefit of both sides. And I mean, some of this sounds like I'm talking about improving seasons too, because we talked about that last week, but it all ties together to know that you got to be taking care of every side of the coin if you want to be your best competitor.
Absolutely. I agree. And I think like the overall thing to remember is that the way that we're training and the way that we're dieting, that in itself is a stressor to the body. So you need to be able to just give your body a break, or how we've been saying, like, or else it's going to make you take the break. So if your body's constantly stressed from all the training and all the dieting, you're not going to keep progressing. You're not going to keep making the changes you want in your physique. It's not going to be optimal. Like if you think of a time where you've been really stressed, you probably haven't made the most progress. And it's the same thing after training and dieting for so long, you're going to stall. So taking the break is only going to really make sure that you can have progress. And I always tell my clients this, at the end of the day, your training and your nutrition should be making your life better. It should be adding value way beyond the stage. Like you should have your health after the stage. So keep that in mind. There's, you know, competing is a lot of fun and it's super exciting. And I want to keep competing for forever, but you also want to think about how you want to feel afterwards, whether it's immediately after a show or months after, years after, like your health matters. So take the break.
Totally. Yeah. Take a break. And like, yeah, exactly. Take that last line that she just said. Think about that one more time, because I think that's really important. It's like, there's time after the stage. And I say that a lot. And that is true 100%. No matter, even if you want to compete till you're 85, like that guy I just mentioned that I saw at some show. I wish I knew what show it was, but that guy will eventually not compete, right? At some point, no matter what. And if you want to be there. I mean, most people are not going to get there, but you know, a lot of people that are competing right now, bikini wellness, all that, they may want to do this for a certain period of time. And then, you know, maybe some people, we see a lot, right? Especially with bikini and wellness, a lot of women decide that they want to have a family or something like that. And so their goals have changed by that point, and they're going to hang up the heels and move on. If you have done years of hormone damage to your body and dieting damage to your body, you can literally get into the spot where it's really hard for you to have children, or, you know, even get pregnant or anything like that. And so, you know, it's so much further than just saying this is for fun, you know, this is a sport, and, you know, it's all that. It's literally like, yes, that's all great and it's awesome, and you should totally achieve these goals. Do it the right way and be smart about it and think about it in the long term. Think about your life after the stage, and also think about it while you're on the stage, because, like, you know, it's so easy for competitors to get singularly focused on competing and that's it, and never worry about next year, never worry about 5 years down the road, never worry about 10. But the stuff that you do today can hurt you in that time. And that's a very unfortunate thing. I mean, there's competitors, mark my words out there, I know so many competitors that I, you know, people send me a lot of DMs and stuff like that on Instagram or other social medias asking for advice when they've been doing whatever approach or whatever, they're not even coaching. But there's a lot of people that I know that have permanent health issues from competing incorrectly and, you know, doing this kind of stuff to where they just went totally off. And even if you're doing stuff right, but you don't allow your body to take a break, it will put a detriment to you eventually. And then you can go down the rabbit hole of, like, just repeatedly getting into a spot where it's going to take a longer time. Like, literally, your break could go from, oh, well, I had to take, you know, oh, coach said I should take a week off after my cycle of training and I didn't really want to, or after my prep. Well, then you could go fuck your shit up so bad that you have to take a year out of the gym. Like, that can happen. This stuff is true, people. Mm-hmm. If you get so injured, or you get some kind of sickness, you get ill from doing something bad, like, you could be out of the gym for months, and then, oh, that week looks pretty fucking good. So, I mean, I'm getting a little heated up here, but
no, and I
it's
agree.
Like,
I
you think, know, just.
No, sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, that just got me thinking. I think some people are afraid of losing so much progress in 1 week when they stop training and dieting for a week. They're terrified of they're going to gain all this fat, or they're going to lose all their muscle, when really you're going to actually make less progress and cause more damage if you don't take that week off. Like, yep, in the long run, totally. Really, like, if you don't take it, cool, maybe you can keep going for a couple of months or whatever, but eventually you're actually backtracking. It's like taking two step backs by not taking that break.
Yeah. And like you said, it's a stressor to the body.
Exactly.
It is. Bodybuilding, everything else. Mm-hmm. And like, think about other athletes, people. If I mean, I don't watch any fucking sports. Bodybuilding is the only sport I pay attention to, but I know how athletes train, because I used to train many, like, athletes in professional sports. And, you know, you think about how much they spend in recovery. It's mm-hmm. crazy. Like, you know, these real big top, like, NFL, you know, whatever, MLB, whatever, all these type of athletes, they spend, like, they have a lot of money, granted, but they spend millions of dollars sometimes a year on making sure they're recovering optimally with, like, all this cutting edge new science, mm-hmm. hyperbaric chambers, special massages, you know, these weird things you wear on your legs 6 hours a day after you practice, you know, you see all this kind of stuff. They spend so much time recovering, and, like, they don't even train. They train a lot differently for performance stuff, but they do not train like people do in the gym for bodybuilding,
and
right?
You know what else?
Like, they're not sitting there lifting weights every single day, trying to push PRs, mm-hmm. grow muscles to, you know, an unattainable way in a lot of ways, right? Like, if it was easy to be a bodybuilder, you go to the grocery store and everybody be a damn bodybuilder. You'd see everybody all jacked. Every dude in the gym had a huge biceps. All these chicks, you know, have crazy leg development, glutes and everything. You don't see that. That's not what happens, because, like, the way that you have to train is so beyond, like, what is, you know, in a lot of ways normal for your body, that your body literally perceives it all the time as it's this stressor that's beating you down, and, like, it has to adapt. That's why you build muscle. You stress the muscle so much, it says, wow, I'm weak as shit. I gotta grow, because we keep hitting this with all this weight. It's time for me to grow. And then you grow. And so, you know, I'm ranting again. I'm gonna let you talk because I keep ranting. But
you made a really good point. Like, the way that professional athletes train, they train extremely hard and they spend all this time on recovery. And off the top of my head, I can't think of another sport that also does that intensive training while dieting down. Like, all these other athletes in other sports, actually are encouraged to eat more food. Like, you want to get all the nutrition. Yes. They encourage like runners to have a good pre and post workout, like carb load. And I know gymnasts have to have good diets, like all other sports, NFL players, basketball players, good nutrition, a lot of food. Us, we're doing all this as bodybuilders when we're in a prep with a very little food. So that is that much more of a stressor that a lot of other athletes don't really have. I can't really think of another sport unless like you're like a wrestler trying to make weight or something, but
there's absolutely and again, most sports have off season.
Exactly.
Off seasons, right? We bodybuilding does not. It's 365. Yep. So I mean, all right, I'm going to kind of go off topic. I didn't really look at your list too much, but let's see. So if somebody somebody's listening still this far, what are some signs of like they need a break? Like maybe somebody's listening, they don't have a coach. They don't have anybody to tell them or direct them, or their coach just plain sucks, which a lot of you out here listening, you probably got that, unfortunately. I'm sorry. But if that's true, what are some signs, you know? Because I think that like going down the stress train really could just point a lot. Because like you said, it's hard to honestly know if your body's really tired until you take a break, or if you have like aches and pains until you take a break, or if you have this and that. But I think it's easier mentally, you know, from the perspective of things that you might feel or experience in your body due to stress, to know, okay, it might be a break. So I know you have a little bit of a bullet list here.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's dive into some of that.
Yeah, I think some of the things that I look at myself as an athlete and my clients, I always ask about, how's your sleep? Like, if you're not getting good sleep, maybe, you know, taking a diet break, increasing food a little bit, backing off training again will help. How is your digestion? Are you having all sorts of digestion issues kind of out of nowhere? Good sign there too that it's time to take a break. How is your training? Even if you're telling you're not feeling aches and pains, when was the last time you hit a PR? When was the last time you increased your heart rate to X whatever on cardio? Or like, are you progressing with your lifts? I also encourage people to get blood work. If that's starting to look crappy, time for a diet break. If some of our female athletes are missing their cycles, time for a diet break. What else? I'm trying to think of things off the top of my head. Or you know what? Just in general, when like I start to get a vibe from check-ins or from calls that you're getting tired and not really looking forward to it, or you're just kind of dreading it, kind of just going through the motions, that's a sign too. Sometimes when somebody just keeps constantly just kind of going through the motions, not really enjoying a hobby, like this is a hobby, it is time for a break. Back off the gym for a little bit, go have an untracked meal or day, and you're going to come back the next day feeling so refreshed and energetic and like get that little fire back to wanting to do all of this. What else? Can you think of any other ones off the top of your head? These are just like some common ones, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think all those are good. All that makes sense. I think you could also, you know, maybe shed some light on, because here's the thing, COVID, right?
Oh, yeah.
COVID. And we're probably getting we're probably getting blocked on YouTube right now for saying the word, but whatever. We're saying it. That was a time where, you know, for those that don't know, Brianna's a nurse. And you were a COVID nurse, right? Mm-hmm. The whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that was a very interesting time, you know, because that went on for a long time to that degree. And kind of out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And we were training through it that whole time, trying to stay on top of your goals and everything else. I think we were even at that point, didn't we have some comps planned or something
we
right
did.
Around then?
Yeah, we were like really pretty close to shows actually. Yeah.
Yes. And so like you went through that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think like looking like, but during it, crazy, right? Me and you both at that time, I don't think could have seen as many things going on athlete coach perspective because of the world was just nuts. But looking back, I think there's a lot of signs that you probably needed a break, right? Yeah, and then we ended up actually taking one, and there's been so much progress from that. So maybe let's just flash this back for a second. So you were on, were you on prep when this started?
Then?
I should have pulled my notes before.
No, I was. I was going to compete in Utah. I forget the show, but we were maybe like...
Oh, yeah. Wasat. Yeah.
Yes. We were maybe like 6 weeks out from a show. So I was already pretty lean. I had already been training pretty hard and for quite some time. Looking back now at that phase, I was so stressed, so incredibly stressed. There was no more progress being made, no matter how hard I was training, how much I was trying to diet, like my body and mind were so extremely stressed, not definitely from training and dieting, but so much mental stress, and like that then translates to physical stress, right? In my body, like cortisol being high all the time, like not getting enough sleep, not being able to digest food well because stress was so high. I was making no progress. Like, I think I was just like holding on and still trying really hard to make progress. But looking back now, there was no progress made because I was stressed as fuck. And I don't cuss often, but like that was a very, very stressful time. And now I look back and I look at that type of stress. And when I know I have clients now in really high stresses or phases of life, I know they're not going to make any more progress. Like, I think about an example that comes to mind. I have one client. He does taxes for people. During his tax season, he's going to make no progress because he is so stressed. And we know this. I know that. So we adjust his programming for that. That's his break, per se, now, right? So looking back, I know that during the time that I was really stressed, I wasn't making a whole lot of progress. Then we ended up really taking a break. That's when my progress came. Like, that's when I was able to like notice physical changes in my body. So now I know that when people are going through really stressful periods of life, whether it's sickness, work, relationships, whatever, that's probably a really good time to take that break so that you can use that time to like recover, maybe maintain. And then when there's less stress, pick up your training and dieting again. I kind of rambled there a little bit, but yeah.
No, that's solid. And I think it comes down to understanding that also it's okay to do this, people, because we didn't say this, but people probably can freak out when I say this, but I'm going to say it. If you're on prep, even if you're 2 weeks out from a show and you are noticing all these things happening to you, take a fucking break.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, a lot of the world out there, a lot of the, you know, you see this with competitors all the time. It's all about the grind. Mm-hmm. It's all about the sleep 2 hours a night, do 4 hours of cardio, eat like what a rabbit eats, and you're cool. You earned it. That's not really, okay, that's cool. But, like, it's not really going to do anything for you in the long term. And it does a lot of damage. And it's honestly the wrong message to send out. Because, like, bodybuilding, again, as a sport and as a lifestyle, should be to enhance your life. Okay. And like send a healthy message to the rest of the world in a lot of ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like when somebody's out, maybe somebody who's never worked out in their life, they see, you know, a bikini competitor and this person's very unhealthy. Maybe they have health issues and they see a bikini competitor and they say, wow, I really like to look like her. I want to train. I want to compete. I want to do, you know, when they go to the Instagram of that person, they see, oh yeah, I haven't slept in 6 days because I had extra cardio and I, you know, I ate like 100 calories yesterday and it's really hard, but it's worth it. You're not doing any good for anybody, mm-hmm. right? And like, I think bodybuilding goes so far beyond just the stage and your goals. I think bodybuilders, competitors, wellness athletes, bikini athletes are literally examples, you know, in a lot of ways to health. Right. To maybe not like, obviously there's a lot of it that's not healthy from a lot of perspectives with bad coaching and stuff, but, is an example of health in a lot of ways, just like an athlete is in any other sport. People look up to that. People look up to the idea of that and the goal of that. So I would say, you know, anytime you're on prep as a competitor and you are noticing things that are going on, it could be just simply due to the fact that maybe your body needs that break and like, okay, take the break then. Get a different show. The stage will always be there. It's okay to call your prep off. Or, you know, if you're like, well, that doesn't make any sense, coach. I've done every single thing right. I've followed everything. You got a bad coach. You got a coach put you on a bad plan and they burnt you out. And all the more reason to get out of that shit before they go put you through the hell week of P week and actually do like some serious, serious damage to your body. So I would say, you know, in any situation that you are a competitor and you're experiencing these things or anyone else listening, honestly, just take the damn break. It ain't that hard. It's fucking, you know, it's pretty easy. Take a break.
Yeah. And one more thing off of what you just said, something I started to do a lot more often now with my clients is we set tentative show dates. So like we don't do any more of this like 12 weeks, 16 week. Like, no, we're going to aim for this month. There's these shows here. If you're ready before, great, there's a show. If you're ready a little after, great. This is our ideal show date. But like right away, getting in the mindset of knowing that your body might need a little bit more time and that's okay. Like we're not going to compromise your health or your longevity just for like two more weeks of like an extreme, like everything. So pushing it back 2 more weeks, maybe even a month. Or, you know what, we did things right, and then you're ready a little early. Then we jump into a show a little bit early. So getting in the mindset of this is a year-round sport. Like we mentioned earlier, other sports have seasons. Bodybuilding doesn't. It's year-round, especially in the pro league. Like there's a show every single weekend. So there is no reason why you should be stressing your body and putting your health before any show when you can just compete the following weekend and and feel better and look better.
Yep. The stage will always be there. Absolutely. That's like that's one of my favorite quotes. I use it all the time. And that's exactly what we're saying. Stage will be there. Mm-hmm. Take a break anytime. And also understand this. You can take a break on prep. You can literally take a week off on prep and still go do a show and do fucking great. I've done it with athletes all the time. So, you know, it's better to listen to what's going on with your body. Listen to the coach if you got a good coach or something like that. Or just take from this list of 8,941 things we said. And if this sounds like you and you're listening right now, I don't care where you are. If you're like, oh, that sounded well, they just hit me with that one too. Take a fucking break if you're still watching right now, okay? Like, if you heard this, take a week off right now. I dare you. I don't know when this is going to play, but you know what? I know the holidays are coming up. It's December 6th right now as we record this. Maybe you take that, you know, holiday week off, Christmas week off, New Year's week off. Take a break now. You know, a lot of people, I've been seeing a lot of trainers pushing online. It's like, I'm getting like somebody's targeting me with ads for some reason. Like, hey, you need a coach. You need a coach. It's the new year. And they're all like, hey, you know what? It's December. You should be way ahead of the curve of, you know, already get, hey, you know what? That's great for those people that are ready. And maybe they've been taking a break all year. But if you've been working your ass off all year, you don't need to be going crazy right now in December. Take a break. Take a little break. Feel how you feel and resume your lifestyle. Remember this, this is the last thing I'm going to say, is like the results will be better. Everybody, like, don't forget what this is about. It's about getting results. It's not about trying to be the most hardcore, never living outside of the gym, doing 6 hours cardio a day. I mean, shit, the way this sport's going with some of the coaching being done, there will be people doing 6 hours cardio a day soon.
I'm sure.
There are going to be people that, you know, doing 6 hours a hit every morning before they go to work, and they'll just like work from home on Zoom or whatever while they're on the treadmill. It's going to happen unless people start changing this shit. So it's all about results, people.
Agreed. And longevity. So, and if you need help, even if it's help with your, you know, some people just need help with improvement seasons or knowing how to properly take breaks, just reach out to us. That's what we're here for, to help you guys.
That is exactly what we're here for. So does that kind of wrap us up then, Brianna? Yeah. We got all the points? We hit everything?
I think we did.
Okay, cool. Well, I appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate you here. We want to know what you want to hear more of. We appreciate the comments. I've been seeing a lot of comments on our stuff. Keep those coming, please. And if you know anybody that's a competitor, do us an extra favor. If you really like this show, if you got anything out of this, just share it with one of them. You know, send them a little link to the YouTube or the podcast. This thing is everywhere, and we're here every single week, and we appreciate all you listening.
We sure do. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you next week.
See you later.